As part of the hashtag Tajamuka group, we are non-politically affiliated, so we had a mixture of people representing different political parties, and we came in solidarity and did a demo. We went to the Zimbabwean consulate, and we had a peaceful demonstration in solidarity of the Zimbabwean shutdown, or the stay away, which is in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Rizzo, you are based here in Ohio in the United States. What role did you play?
As members of the Zimbabwean community here in the United States of America, we are in solidarity with those people back home. We are in support of what they are doing. The only way we manage to support is to share the information that is happening back home amongst ourselves. I know there are some people who have managed to send money to people in Zimbabwe in support of what they are doing. But I know the unfortunate part of it is there are no monies in the bank. But you might have a receipt that you have sent money, but you are told your money is not there. It's very unfortunate.
Coming back to you, Ms. Monzora, how were you treated when you got to the Zimbabwean consulate in South Africa? Did you see anybody? What was the outcome?
We went today because we're in solidarity with what is happening today in Zimbabwe. So we went to the consulate irregardless of the fact that they are not open to the public on Wednesdays. But we had to make that stance, that stand, that we are in solidarity with our fellow countrymen in Zimbabwe. So even though we didn't talk to anyone, we had media coverage. A few consulate members saw us, saw our demonstration, heard what we had to say. But generally, the police were quite cooperative and it went on well.
And Mr. Rujizo, how easy is it to mobilize people in the diaspora to come up with ways in which you can maybe stick together and show your disdain or your support for what is going on in Zimbabwe?
We really want to demonstrate or to show how we feel in support of what is happening back home. But unfortunately, America is a big country. We are all scattered everywhere. And it's unfortunate we cannot gather like what people are doing in the UK or in South Africa.
Ms. Monzora, would you say what you did today was successful? And if so, what were you trying to achieve by going to the consulate?
Our stand was we were in solidarity with the stay away in Zimbabwe. So even though we were unable to be in Zimbabwe, we felt that a war is won and fought on different fronts. We will do this from our angle or from the country which we are in, but it will still have the same magnitude. It will still have the same impact. So we decided would march to the Zimbabwean consulate, even though it wasn't open today, to then show to the outside world that even though we are living in South Africa, we are equally affected by the issues which are affecting the Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe right now.
And Mr. Rujizo, what role did social media play in what you were trying to do in support of the people back in Zimbabwe?
Social media played a very big role in exposing what is happening back home. Police officers are seen assaulting members of the public, and to me that's barbaric. Any police officer who might think he wants to assault will think twice. Because if it appears that your name or your picture is appearing on the social media assaulting people, you won't do it. And the social media, I think it was very successful in exposing the bad image of what the police are doing to the people.
In conclusion, Ms. Monzora, what role do you think social media played today in what happened, across the board, both in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora?
I feel that social media played a very important role. We are in the era of technology, and so many people are so warm to this idea of WhatsApp or Facebook. We are getting so many live updates of what was happening in Zimbabwe as well as in South Africa and other countries as well. I feel that social media was very, very influential. And the other thing was the government of Zimbabwe actually knew how important social media was to our cause, because this morning people woke up to find that WhatsApp was not active today. There was a blackout till around 12 p.m. So, but you know, us Zimbabweans, we are very enterprising. Within a few minutes, people had so many ways of disregarding that ban and getting back online. So I saw that social media, be it WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, it played a very important part in even mobilizing the people who actually came to the demonstration today.